Folks, I'm in the Missouri Capitol. I'm here in the office of House Budget Committee Chairman Cody Smith. The House has just voted a moment ago, 133-4, very bipartisan vote, to give final approval to a $1.27 billion supplemental budget. Chairman Smith, kind enough to give me a few moments. That vote was overwhelmingly bipartisan. Almost every Democrat and Republican voted for it.
It sure was, Brian. There was nothing really particularly controversial about this bill. It was more of a, what I call, keep the trains running on time supplemental budget bill. The deployment of federal resources across a variety of state departments is mostly what the bill was about. And we all agree that those resources are needed in the state of Missouri right now with everything that we're facing due to the pandemic.
Mr. Chairman, from your perspective, what are some of the biggest things that you see in this supplemental budget, things that you think are most important to talk about?
Sure. So there was There, again, some federal grant money that we were appropriating authority for related to food costs in schools, all the way to further emergency, emergency needs related to the pandemic, whether it's PPE, testing, those types of things. All of that is in there, more authority to spend federal dollars on those things, addressing some unemployment shortages in our state. As you can imagine, our plans for our unemployment program ran short with higher than expected unemployment. So all of those things combined, like I said, it's with broad bipartisan support, shows you that these are things that we all agree we could use in the state and trying to get these resources out to our citizens.
The other thing I wanted to point out here is when the debate was happening today, there's always things, I call them curveballs, that we don't expect. The Wentzville schools ended up getting quite a bit of discussion today, and it really wasn't partisan. I think Representative Hill was just trying to make the point that he had concerns about what was happening in his local district. Representative Spencer did as well. And that came up on the floor, actually quite a bit of discussion.
Yeah, there was quite a bit of discussion about education, K-12 education in the state of Missouri. And Wentzville was mentioned because that was the particular district that Representative Hill has a personal experience with, but really was a discussion about the larger state of K-12 education in the state of Missouri. We've got everything from full-time in-person classes to no in-person classes being offered across the state and some blends thereof. And it's clear that all across the state we've got students that have been their learning, their progress has been dramatically affected by this pandemic, and I think it's clear that the General Assembly is uncertain as to whether or not we're doing everything we can to first address learning loss, but also to help families have everything they need to catch up what their children have missed in their education and have the tools necessary at home to do that if they aren't able to go to their public school through no choice of their own.
Gotcha. Final question, and I'll let you go. I know you got to get running and busy. The bill, I assume, now goes to the Senate. What is the status of the bill? And again, I don't see any opposition over there, too. So what happens next?
Sure, yeah. The bill will be on its way to the Senate. It's my understanding that they plan on convening within the next couple weeks. Mm-hmm. I do think that everything that's in the bill as it's written right now will not be controversial in the Senate, just like it was not controversial in the House. If they choose to add anything or take a look at changing the bill in any way, obviously we'll have to readdress it. But I anticipate, and my hope is, that they will just pick it up and send it to the governor so we can get these resources out the door.
And just to clarify, if they pass it as is, it would just go directly to the governor. If they make changes, would it come to the House or go to conference?
We would have a conference for that, and so hopefully they'll be able to pass it, see that it's well-written and a thoughtful approach to the needs of the state, and they can send it to the governor's desk, and hopefully he'll sign it and get these dollars out the door.
I know you're very busy. Anything, Cody, you'd like to add?
That's it. Thank you, Brian.